You are Locked On Sooners, your daily podcast on the Oklahoma Sooners. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Hey there, Sooners Nation. Happy draft day. This is the Locked On Sooners podcast. Thank you for joining me. Today's episode is brought to you by Rock Auto. RockAuto.com. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at RockAuto.com. Again, thank you for joining me. My name is John Williams. You can follow me on Twitter at John9Williams. You can also follow the show at Locked On Sooners. You can also read my work covering the Dallas Cowboys over at InsideTheStar.com. And it's the last Thursday in April, and that means it is draft day. And for the Oklahoma Sooners, that has come to mean high draft picks, lots of draft picks. But this year, it's interesting. There are not any Sooners projected to go in the first round. Now, that comes as a bit of a surprise to me, and it may come as a surprise to you. But I would imagine that one of these two highly regarded Sooners, Ronnie Perkins, Creed Humphrey, find their way into the last 10 picks or so of the first round, because teams often value edge rushers, center play in particular, a little bit more highly than maybe the draft community might. Now, the draft community obviously does value the edge rusher, but I think Ronnie Perkins is being knocked a little bit because of that 6-game suspension, the positive drug test prior to the Sugar Bowl. Yeah. And the NFL has kind of done some things over the last year that have changed their rules so that marijuana testing, the window is shorter for marijuana testing, and the suspensions have been pretty much eliminated from the disciplinary process. And so if you're carrying a red flag on Ronnie Perkins because of marijuana, now I'm not here to promote marijuana use or say you should or shouldn't use it, or if it's good for you medicinally or not. That's not what I'm here to say. I'm here to say that as a league, the NFL has kind of taken a stance that we're not going to be punitive as far as games missed is concerned when it comes to marijuana. We're going to eliminate or decrease the testing window quite a bit as it is concerned for marijuana. Now, the other thing that I've seen kind of as a knock on Ronnie Perkins is arm length. That matters a little bit in the NFL because you do have these offensive linemen that have these just tree trunks for arms and they can get out you. But one of the things that Ronnie Perkins does so well is he does have a variety of pass rush moves, and he does have really good technique that allows him to kind of negate maybe some of his physical limitations when it comes to arm length. Because the guy is a physical player. He's a quick player and he's fast. I think his pro day didn't necessarily reflect the type of player that he is on the field. I mean, we've seen him come from the weak side of the play, or the backside of the play, I should say, chase the ball carrier around the offensive line through the backfield, 10, 15 yards downfield and make the play, right? Like, he probably started off with a 5 or 6 yard, or the running back started off with a 5 or 6 yard head start, and Ronnie Perkins was able to chase that play down. So I think his agility is being underrated quite a bit. And I think this is a guy that is going to sneak into the back end of the first round, because you got a couple teams there that are looking for edge rushers in particular. So you got Buffalo that really struggled with its pass rush last year. You have the Baltimore Ravens, who are always looking for edge rushers, running that 3-4 base that they like to run. Now, teams in the NFL are running a lot more nickel than they used to run, but still, he fits in as one of those stand-up kind of outside linebacker types. He can also put his hand in the ground. So he's going to be a versatile player that a lot of teams are going to really, really like. And because there's not really any quarterbacks that are going to be projected kind of at the back end of the first round, because there's not really, to me, there's not much difference between him and say like a Gregory Rousseau of Miami. And you see Gregory Rousseau at times being projected into the first round. So I would like to, I like to think that Ronnie Perkins, his production was highly productive at Oklahoma. His ability, his tenacity. I mean, he has a lot of those intangibles that you put on the tape, and you may not see them on the tape necessarily. And you don't see them on a stat book for sure, because there's not a stat column for tenacity, for hustle, for leadership. Because we saw how important he was to that Oklahoma defense. As soon as he got back, things just turned around for them. They became a shutdown unit all of a sudden. Now, when I say shutdown in the Big 12, that's relative, right? We're talking holding teams under 25 points. And so for Ronnie Perkins, I think he's going to find his way into the back end of the first round because he's just that talented of a player. I think a lot of times the draft community, and they do a lot of great work, they watch the tape, they talk to the teams, and don't necessarily have all of the insight that these teams have or all of the information that these teams have. I think rating him, you know, around 50, which a lot of, I see that's about where he's at, maybe a top 50 prospect. I think they're slightly underrating him. And so I think that he is going to be one of those kind of top 32 players just because of his ability and his production. And as an edge rusher, you're playing a money five position. The money five in the NFL, you got the quarterback, the offensive tackle, the wide receiver, the cornerback, and the edge rusher. You want to get that fifth year option for that player because you don't want to have to pay him a year earlier than you have to, because that if they're one of the elite pass rushers in the NFL, which I think Ronnie Perkins can be, you're looking at salaries that are already over $20 million a year. And so if you get that fifth year option, that's a guaranteed year, it's still going to be a little bit cheaper. And so, yeah, I think Ronnie Perkins is going to sneak into the back end of the first round. Now we'll talk about Creed Humphrey coming up in the next segment and the rest of the guys that are projected to go in the NFL draft. And we'll do that after I tell you a little bit about rockauto.com. Rockauto.com is a family owned business serving auto parts customers for more than 20 years. They have everything from engine control modules and brake parts to tail lamps, motor oil, and even new carpet. Whether it's for your classic or daily driver, get everything you need in a few easy clicks delivered directly to your door. The rockauto.com catalog is unique and remarkably easy to navigate. Quickly see all the parts available for your vehicle and choose the brands, specifications, and prices you prefer. Best of all, prices at rockauto.com are always reliably low, and the same for professionals and do-it-yourselfers. Why spend up to twice as much for the same parts? So go to rockauto.com right now and see all the parts available for your car or truck. Right, Locked On in their How Did You Hear About Us box, so they know that we sent you. Amazing selection, reliably low prices, and all the parts your car will ever need at rockauto.com. I also want to talk to you about our friends over at Country Leisure. Country Leisure is a pool and hot tub manufacturing company that has been in the business for 35 years. 35 years. You cannot find anybody more experienced with greater expertise than the people at Country Leisure. Country Leisure is located in Moore, Oklahoma, and they are ready to help you enhance your well-being, reduce your body aches by getting you into your hot tub. Why a hot tub? Well, warm water helps improve your general physical state. It acts as a stress reducer, and it can help improve your sleep. Do you struggle to sleep? I know I do at times. But warm water, man, if you can spend some time in a hot tub, just relax those muscles, relax those joints, perhaps you'll get a better night's sleep. Are you thinking now's the time to get into an above ground pool? Summer is just around the corner. You ready to do something for your family? Get them outside, get them outdoors. Well, now's the time. And you might be asking, why an above ground pool? Well, an above ground pool is the easiest and the least expensive way to get into pool ownership. The installation process is very quick. Country Leisure can get you installed in most cases in one day. One day, like you could decide, hey, I want a pool today. And if they've got the time, they can get you installed tomorrow. That's crazy to me. Get your backyard oasis created just as summer is about to come. We got all this rain that's happening right now. You might be tired of the cool weather, the cold weather, the wet weather. We know that those 90-degree days in Oklahoma are coming just around the corner. Now's the time to get into pool ownership, connect with your family and friends, get outdoor, reignite your passion for life, and own your wellness. And the people at Country Leisure can help you with that. So go to countryleisuremfg.com or call or text at 405-799-7745. That's 405-799-7745. Located off of I-35 in Moore, Oklahoma. Call or text Country Leisure. Just add water. And now we're going to talk a little bit about the Oklahoma Sooners who are going to be, you know, going further in the draft. And we're going to talk a little bit about Creed Humphrey as well, because I think, like Ronnie Perkins, this is a player that's being underrated a little bit as well. In most projections I'm seeing on Creed, he's another guy that's being projected outside the second round. And it's another one of those situations that I don't quite understand. I think he is kind of a victim of too much tape at this point, and people are just overthinking him. Because if you go back to the 2020 draft and you go back to a lot of the projections and where people had Creed, they were projecting him in the first round, right? Like, we were expecting Creed to go in the first round of the 2020 NFL draft. Well, he decided to stick around for another year and see if they could put something together and go win a national championship. And it didn't work out for him. You know, the offense had, you know, some struggles at times, but he was breaking in a new quarterback. His third quarterback in 3 years. Like, he played, he never had any continuity. He was the continuity at quarterback, or at along the offensive line, at the center position for his quarterbacks. He was the guy that they relied upon as they made their transitions into the starting quarterback for the Oklahoma Sooners. And so it surprised me a little bit that Creed is being projected so low. And I say low, like, second round is not low. That's still pretty high. Like, if you're a top 50 draft pick in the NFL, that's pretty great. Like, obviously you're obviously one of the best at your position or best offensive linemen in college football. And so that's not to diminish the, how great that is, not to diminish how important or how great it's going to be for him and for the Sooners that he gets drafted in the top 50. But I think it's still somewhat alarming that he's being projected so low, that he's being underrated like he is. Like we talked about with Ronnie Perkins in the first segment, I think, and some of the knocks that I'm seeing on him is that he doesn't play with a lot of power. He's not overwhelming physically. But that doesn't mean he's not great. Like, knowing kind of what you do and what you do well and what you don't do well, that's part of the game, right? Knowing that he's not going to go in there and just bully people around, that doesn't mean he can't be a great center and isn't worth a first round pick. I think teams are overthinking this one a little bit, especially if you've got a young quarterback that you want to see develop. Who better to put in front of him than a guy as intelligent as Creed Humphrey, as sound technically as Creed Humphrey, as experienced at the college level against high level competition as Creed Humphrey? This is a guy that's going to go into each game ready to play, knowing his assignment, knowing the rest of the assignments along the offensive line, helping the offensive line get into their protections, helping the quarterback identify the defense, and just setting them up for success. Now, he's a guy that I think also could go to the Baltimore Ravens. They're looking for offensive line help. They know that Lamar Jackson has struggled a little bit with the interior pass rush. And I mean, we see it every year. Interior pass rush is a huge detriment to quarterback play, because if that quarterback has nowhere to step up to in the pocket, he's going to struggle. I mean, you can't throw backwards. You can't throw going backwards. You can't throw off balance all the time unless you're Patrick Mahomes for some reason. But he's different. We can't compare anybody to Patrick Mahomes. And so seeing that Creed Humphrey is still kind of projected outside that first round just surprised me a little bit. Now, we did a mock draft with the staff over at InsideTheStar.com where I write, where we picked for each of the 32 teams in the first round. And I had Creed going 27 overall to the Baltimore Ravens because, again, I think they need that interior pass rush help. I think it would help Lamar Jackson. We know that John Harbaugh loves to run the ball, and he wants to play with power. and you want a guy like Creed Humphrey who can be a great run player, but also provide that protection for your quarterback up the middle as well. I think he'll sneak into that first round as well. Now, it may just be one of the two. I don't, maybe both won't, but I think both could. I think the tape doesn't lie for these guys, and the production doesn't lie either. For Creed in particular, his experience working with a new quarterback each year, I mean, that can't but help him. And, over on Fox Sports 1, FS1, Duke Mannyweather and I can't remember the other guy, Duke Mannyweather is an offensive line trainer down in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, works with all the top offensive linemen, a bunch of Dallas Cowboys, people all over the NFL. And then he and a bunch of NFL offensive linemen and former linemen have put together what's called the Offensive Line Masterminds kind of camp, where they all get together and they work to just figure out how to stop the top pass rushers. They just kind of work together a little bit. But Duke Mannyweather and FS1 created what's kind of like the John Gruden quarterback camp, but for offensive linemen. So Creed Humphrey was on the show on FS1 last night. So make sure you go check that show out. It's going to be a lot of fun. I haven't got to dig into it just yet, but I know it's going to be great because those guys are fantastic, great entertainment, but also just great insight into offensive line play. If you love offensive line play, you know that we do here on Locked On Sooners podcast. Go check out that show. It's going to be really, really great. And if you need a good offensive line follow on Twitter, follow at Duke Mannyweather. Just awesome. So coming up in the third segment, let's break down the last few guys that are going to be projected to go in the NFL draft. But first, let me tell you a little bit about BetOnline. BetOnline is the fastest and easiest way to bet on all your sports action. Baseball season is in full effect. The NBA and the NHL are gearing up for the playoffs. And hey, you can even get covered on some NFL and NCAA football futures. What does that mean? That means you can bet on who's going to be the NFL MVP, the NCAA Heisman Trophy winner. You can even bet on Oklahoma's odds to win the national championship. Yeah, I mean, we're loving Oklahoma's chances right now, right? So make sure you go over to BetOnline, betonline.ag. Before the next pitch, head on over there on your mobile or laptop and check out all the great sporting news, sign up for bonuses and contest information. Don't sit on the sidelines anymore, as this is your chance to get into the game as teams prep for their runs to the playoffs. Head to the website, use your mobile device, and sign up today and receive your 50% welcome bonus by using our promo code LOCKEDON. That's betonline.ag, your online sportsbook experts. And now let's talk about a few other guys. There's maybe only three other guys that are projected to be draft picks this year in the 2021 NFL draft, and that's Austin Ealy, the offensive tackle, Trey Brown and Trey Norwood. So let's talk about Austin Ealy first. So right now I'm seeing a lot of projections for him going in the third, fourth round range. I think that's kind of the range for your backup offensive tackle, your swing tackle. And I think that's probably about right for him. I was actually surprised when these next three guys declared for the NFL draft, but he is a guy that's got some talent and he's got some ability at the NFL level. If he's able to continue to progress and improve, then he's going to be able to turn himself into potentially being a starting offensive lineman. And as the saying goes, and it's true for college, it's true for the NFL, you can never have too many offensive linemen. You can't have too many good ones. So he probably projects right now as kind of a swing tackle, a guy that can play both the left side and the right side of the offensive line, a backup for any team that drafts him. But depending on who takes him, he could find himself slotted into a starting position, because that third round pick, you're not necessarily taking that person to be a backup. A lot of times you think that guy can become a starter at some point, maybe not right away, but at some point down the line. I think Austin Ealy's got a chance to, if he lands with the right team, to find himself as a starter in his rookie season, depending on how everything else kind of falls with that team and with the draft. And then you look at Trey Brown, Trey Norwood, those two guys I'm seeing a lot of times projected. And if you do mock draft simulators, which I do covering the Dallas Cowboys, you see them going a lot of times in the fifth, sixth, seventh rounds. And I think a lot of that is just due to, the size and somewhat the lack of respect that the Oklahoma defense gets at this point still. Now, I think the tide is changing on that. The tide's turning. We're seeing them get a lot more respect nationally based on the way they finished the 2020 season. But I think still the secondary for Oklahoma still doesn't have the same kind of respect. And some of it, again, is kind of that transition out of the Mike Stoops era to the Alex Grinch era. And again, going back to their size. The NFL, just like Lincoln Riley's or Alex Grinch, is looking for taller, bigger, heavier corners. You know, these guys that stand 6 foot or greater, weigh more than 200 pounds, you know, have 32, 33 inch arms. That's the way the NFL is too. A lot of teams are looking for that because the wide receivers have gotten bigger. You know, you get your Julio Joneses or your AJ Browns, CeeDee Lambs that are bigger wide receivers. You need bigger corners to cover them as well. And even if you're not playing a lot of man or press man, having those bigger corners and zone coverage is going to help. Having bigger, you know, safeties is going to help in the run game. It's going to help play that free safety position that ranges sideline to sideline. And so you want to have guys that have some height and have some length, because the passing game is becoming more and more prominent in the NFL all the time. Analytics is pushing the passing game further into kind of our world. You know, the running game used to be what was the most popular thing. You know, 30 years ago, you run the ball, you play defense. Now you're looking to outscore your opponent. Teams understand that if you throw the ball and you throw it early in downs, you're putting yourself ahead of the chains. You're becoming more efficient offensively. And so I think Trey Norwood and Trey Brown can find themselves a role, especially kind of as these nickel dime package defensive backs, where they might match up with a smaller corner might match up with a smaller wide receiver. They might match up with maybe a more of a pass catching tight end, somebody who isn't as physical or athletic. But yeah, I think they can absolutely find a role. You know, they'll start off probably as special teams players and depth chart players, but you know, teams will find a role for them because they've got production. I mean, they've got decent turnover rates, and they were a big part of why Oklahoma kind of stormed back the second half of last season and put on such a great defensive performance. I mean, Ronnie Perkins was the catalyst for that, but we're not going to diminish those guys' contributions to the last half of last season and how important they were to the defensive passing game. Again, the passing game is becoming such a much more prominent fixture in the NFL. And so I think these guys will find a role. Now, again, they might not get drafted at all, but I think they'll probably fall into that fifth, sixth, seventh round range for teams that may not have as much of a defensive back type when it comes to size. I think those teams will be more willing to draft them, but might have a lower grade on them just due to some of the, I mean, nobody looks at Trey Norwood or Trey Brown and thinks that they're shutdown defenders, right? Nobody looks at them and think that they're really good cover players, but they definitely have some production and they definitely were a part of a defense that showed a lot of improvement in 2020. Hey, but it'll be really fascinating to see where these guys go. We'll get back with you on tomorrow's episode. If one of these guys goes in the first round, we'll talk about it. If not, we'll rant about why they didn't, and then we'll talk about who's most likely to take him in the second round. But we'll continue to cover the NFL draft for you. We'll update you on where these guys go throughout the weekend. So make sure you go on and following us on Locked On Sooners on Twitter. And you can follow us on Facebook, Locked On Sooners Podcast. You can also check us out on Instagram. We're available on Odyssey, Google, Apple, Spotify, anywhere that you get your podcasts. But hey, let me tell you about what's going on here on the Locked On Podcast Network with the NFL Draft. We have a partnership going with the Draft Network. Now, if you've never checked out the Draft Network, they've got a great mock draft simulator, but they've got a ton of great information. So are you looking to like catch up on the draft and get ready for this 3-day weekend that's going to happen with the NFL draft? Well, go to the Draft Network, fantastic coverage, fantastic insight, and you can see where these guys are projected, where they might go. You can see some mock drafts and get yourself kind of become more knowledgeable. But here at the Locked On Podcast Network, we're partnering with the Draft Network to cover the NFL draft live, so you can get insight and analysis from Locked On local experts like myself and the Draft Network's national experts. So subscribe to the Locked On NFL YouTube page to watch live 3-day coverage of the NFL draft April 29th through May 1st. And that's going to do it for today's episode of the Locked On Sooners Podcast. Again, thank you for joining us and thank you for tuning in. Thank you for coming back. If you didn't catch yesterday's show, which please go listen to that. My computer got I spilled coffee on my computer and it was out of service for several weeks, waiting on a part. long story. You can hear it on yesterday's show. But again, thank you for joining me. I appreciate it so much. We'll be back with Friday's episode to react to the first round of the NFL draft and to talk more Sooners sports.